Now it's time to introduce the candidates in our first race. That will be Commissioner, County Commissioner Precinct 4 will be the first race that we'll do. And for the introductions of the candidates, the board chair of the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce and publisher of The Eagle, Crystal Dupre.
So good evening. On behalf of the Chamber Board of Directors, I want to say thank you so much to the audience for coming out and being here to support. Of course, thank you to all the candidates that made the trip here tonight for this very important event. And it's a local candidate forum, so we appreciate that. We also want to say thank you to our host, the Phillips Event Center. It gives us a lot more room in here to move around. So thank you to our host. We want to thank KBTX, Bryan Broadcasting, and The Eagle, as they'll be broadcasting everything live. And as you guys know, there's a lot of work that goes into this. You've met Scott DeLucia, our host. So before he starts asking any questions, and anybody might get a little red in the face, let's give him a quick round of applause for all the work that he's put into this. So we'll move right into it, and our first race is County Commissioner. Incumbent Irma Cawley. Commissioner Cawley has resided in the district for 40 years. Prior to being commissioner, she was a Brazos County juvenile probation officer. She earned her Bachelor's of Science from Norfolk University. Commissioner Cawley is a licensed drug alcohol counselor from Sam Houston University. She survived her husband, and they have 3 grown children, 5 grandchildren, and 2 great-grandchildren. Tommy Anderson. Mr. Anderson has resided in the district for 7 years. He is employed as a Medicaid consultant for Texas Medical Transportation. Mr. Anderson obtained his Bachelor of Science degree from the Community College of the Air Force in Gunner, Alabama. He has 12 children ranging in the age of 20 to 42.
All right, we'll begin with opening statements for the County Commissioner's Precinct 4 race. First to speak, Irma Cawley.
I thank you for the opportunity to serve you as County Commissioner of Precinct 4 for the last 9 years. I want you to know that it is a position that I dearly love, and I feel as though I'm fit like a hand to a glove in that all of my past experiences, employment, that of helping my husband in this position, and even our business experience in the community has prepared me for this position. So I want to thank you for allowing me to serve. I look forward to serving the next 4 years, and I would remain, as I have always been, dedicated to Brazos County, dedicated as a public servant, and I appreciate the support I've been given in the past. Thank you all very much.
Now the opening comments of Tommy Anderson.
I thank you all for your time showing up out in this weather as it has changed. Like I say, my name is Tommy Anderson. I'm from Oklahoma City, but I have made Bryan College Station my home. And before I came here, I ran 37 county region for the Department of Health and Human Services, mainly the medical transportation program. That was from Waco to the Mexico border. That's mainly what I do as a contractor and subcontractor with the medical transportation program. I just believe that being here, and when I came here, I ran a security company. And as I ran the security company, I hired over 300 people, and really about, with total of part-timers, about 600 people. I found out that it was some severely underserved people in this area, in this county, that couldn't even fill out a application on a kiosk to obtain employment. So I just think it's some things that need to be handled, and I think the county commissioner, it has to be done on the county commissioner level, because all the underserved in this community will need that advancement to the digital divide.
The opening comments of Tommy Anderson. Before we go on, I also want to add that The Eagle is streaming our broadcast live tonight on their Facebook page. First, municipalities and counties' ability to raise property taxes came to the forefront when the House took a different stand from the Senate-endorsed bill in 2017 in the special session. The Senate would have required a voter approval for tax increases that were 4% or higher than the previous year. The House wanted the election to trigger at 6%. Then Governor Abbott said it should be 2.5% as the election trigger. That puts a squeeze on the other taxing entities. Mr. Anderson, your thoughts about that and what the answer is?
I really do believe that when it comes to taxation, I think most people, you know, they're not interested in higher taxes. But if you have to ask for higher taxes, if you're proving to them that you're doing something appropriate with the funds, I really do believe that they don't have a major problem with it. But I just do believe that sometimes better spending can happen. I think that a lot of times we look at government spending and we think we're spending out of someone else's pocket instead of our own. And we just have to really look at the programs, and even when it comes to raising extra taxes, we have to be in agreement with the other county commissioners on how we will do it.
I guess what I'm looking for is a number. The governor says 2.5% should trigger an election. The House says that it should be 6%. The Senate says 4%. What do you say?
I'd say 2.5. I would go the lowest I think is, you know, that's capable or possible. Because, you know, once we start taxing people, people want to know the reason and the rationale why.
All right.
And with property taxes and some of the things that we have, and sales taxes and all the different types of taxes, you have to justify it all.
Thank you. Tommy Anderson's comments. Irma Colley, your comments.
If I understand your question, I want to preference my answer with what goes on in Brazos County. If there is an election to review or to set the tax rates, there's going to be a cost just for that process. I would say in Brazos County, the commissioner's court being funded by property taxes have not raised property taxes for a number of years for a reason. People do not like, property owners do not like, and businesses do not like paying taxes. And what we have tried to do for Brazos County is to remain efficient, effective, and very conservative. We are not in the tax hiking business. We will if we need to. But what we've tried to do is work with what we have, do it in an efficient and effective way.
Thank you. The comments of Irma Colley. I'll stay with you, Ms. Colley. Precinct 4 includes the Rellis campus, the latest crown jewel in the Texas A&M system. You have a very limited scope in what you can do as a county commissioner, but what do you believe your responsibility is in Precinct 4?
Well, what I believe I'm able to do in view of the Rellis campus is support that campus, support the workforce endeavors, which I already do. I support the idea that we need to train people for higher paying jobs, have them qualified to be productive and supportive citizens of our community. You know, we talk about raising taxes, but if every citizen worked, we wouldn't need to raise taxes. If the jobs are paying a living wage, they would pay their fair share in taxes. And I see that Rellis campus is a wonderful opportunity that we can take advantage of here in Brazos County, and I support the effort.
Thank you very much. We're past the 1 minute time. Tommy Anderson, the same question to you. What, as a county commissioner, do you believe you would be able to do to help the Rellis project?
I think any time you're educating people to better themselves, that is a positive, a total plus. One of the things that I think that, like I said in my opening statement, we need to get a lot of the people in this county to the digital, to be digital proficient. And then I think a lot of the situations that we have going on in this county, we have a big group of haves and we have a big group of have-nots. And long as we have a lot of have-nots and non-taxpayers, when it comes to the campus being used to help these people, or either the Konania program that I speak of on my Facebook page, we need to bring those people to the level where they can become taxpayers. And I think that the campus itself will be a very positive part of that, because we'll have a lot more people getting the education that they need.
I'll stay with you, Mr. Anderson. I have to personally say this is unsubstantiated to my knowledge, but we have received information that there might be problems with septic systems, even raw sewage in the creeks in Precinct 4. Do you have knowledge of this, and what can you tell us?
Yes, I do. I went into the Texas Workforce Commission, and as I went into the front door, a lady ran up to me and says, I've been trying to get my septic tank and the raw sewage taken care of for a long period of time. And I said, who had you called? And, you know, and tried to figure out who exactly did she approach. And she told me that all that whole area, had a problem with it. So I've heard those issues. That is one of the things that I would do as a county commissioner. And I'm not saying that Ms. Cawley has not done that, but I think sometimes people need to be directed to where they need to go to take care of the issue sometimes. But I will be an advocate to anyone that responsive governing will be my main situation. You call me within 3 days, I'm going to get back with you and trying to take care of your problem.
With all due respect, that's a state issue. That's TNRCC. It might be the health department. It might be, but that may not be within your scope. Ms. Cawley, I'll ask you, do you have knowledge of that situation?
I have knowledge that commissioners are over the health and the septic tanks do come under some of the areas that I have influence on. And just today, it's interesting that this would come up. We have plans to search for grants to help those people in every precinct that may have septic problems, because we know that there are those out there. The health department goes out and investigates. And I had just this afternoon talked to Mr. Platt, who is retiring, but he has two employees that he's hired, and we are planning on taking care of the matter.
All right. Well, of course,
way.
The property owner is responsible for it, but
yes,
if there's some problem
are.
With the system, that would be the county. All
they
right, I'll
are.
Stay with you. While you represent Precinct 4, looking at the county as a whole, what are the biggest challenges that Brazos County faces right now?
The biggest challenge is like every community. We have problems with funding the services that we need to fund. There are certain services that the county must fund. And I've spoken about this before. Sometimes when the state gives us a responsibility, they don't often fund that. Those are unfunded mandates that we, the county, will have to find the money for. We're now looking at grants, grant writing, opportunities that we can use resources that are in our means and within the law to provide better services, more services. I mentioned the sewer. There are people in our community that can't afford to have their sewage tanks repaired, so we need to help them.
All right. Thank you very much. Same question to you, Tommy Anderson. That is, why you would represent Precinct 4. What are the biggest challenges for Brazos County?
One of the things that I speak about in the one of my programs that I keep pointing to is the Konania program. We need to look into grant writing. We need to look into programs that would make people knowledgeable on where they need to go, how they need to take care of the situation. And I really do believe that there are some grants, some block grants, federal block grants, and other situations that we probably could look into that could help take care of those issues. So I really do believe in the long run, even when it comes to some of the issues I talk about on my Facebook campaign page, I think a lot of those could be taken care of by volunteer basis. Some of them can be taken care of by grant programs and grant writing. So I really do believe that would be a way.
All right, at this time now, you have the opportunity to ask your opponent a question. Tommy Anderson, do you have a question for Irma Cawley?
I have asked this question numerous times, and we have a criminal in justice industrial system that is all along that side of Precinct 4, and I know that most people in here would not want that in their neighborhood. So I just wondered, how did we end up that way and nobody said anything about it? And what are we going to do to reverse the desensitization of all those kids that walk by that stuff and see those people in those white uniforms working over there almost on a daily basis, probably throughout the county, but more so in that area? And we also have a problem with the people who come out of the halfway house in the drug rehab that end up in church, going to churches on Sunday, which they have every right to worship.
I'm waiting for a question.
Okay, this is the question. The question is how can we change this?
All right, Ms. Cawley?
Can you be specific? What is it that he wants to
change? Okay, I just want to know, how can we reverse?
All right, what are the facilities that you're talking about specifically?
Okay, just all of those facilities, everything from the federal prison all the way out to the state prison.
That's the county commission has nothing to do with the federal prison placement.
No, what I'm saying is your federal, your county commissioner needs to be someone that can touch your life. Where have we got in America that our politicians and our local politicians cannot be active in our lives?
I said, with all due respect, this is not something in the county commissioner's race. The county commissioner has no control over where a federal prison is placed.
But I came out of a county where I lived in Dallas, and John Wiley Price, he did those things.
I don't know anything about that.
Okay. I can't argue that point, but I can tell you that Brazos County and the facilities that we have are very well designed and were designed before I came into office. I was a citizen at the time, working in the community and supporting the efforts of law enforcement and the criminal justice system, along with prenatal care. We have array of different services in Brazos County. For years, I have worked at educating and helping educators educate our children. I go into the Bryan Independent School Districts, the College Station School Districts, A&M.
All right. Thank you. That's your time is up. You do now have an opportunity, Irma Cawley, to ask a question of Tommy Anderson.
I don't have a question
for
him.
Then we'll move on to closing statements. You have 2 minutes. Irma Cawley, you're first.
I want to thank you again for the opportunity to serve. I believe that I have provided the very best service possible for my community and for all of Brazos County. I thank you that you have given me challenges, and I think I've met those challenges. If you will recall, when things are not popular and they are good for this county, I bring them up and I fight for them. I don't understand the the terms that I have not responded to my community, because I not only respond to my community, I respond the day, the hour that anyone calls my office. Many times people will say to me, "You answer your own phone?" Well, heck yeah, I answer my own phone. And I try, because I don't have a lot of staff. I don't have but a receptionist and an assistant that all four commissioners share. Unlike some counties, there are more staff. We don't have staff. But that's because we keep the services at that we do at a minimal cost. We do a lot of walking. We do a lot of getting out in the community. We do a lot of writing. I respond personally to my legislators when they're giving discussion to things and needing my input. I am on the legislative core committee of the Texas Association of Counties, so I respond. And I respond to those that call me, and it doesn't take me a day.
Thank you very much. The closing comments of Irma Cawley. Now the closing comments of Tommy Anderson.
My motto is responsive, governing, vision, and difference. And when I think about responsive government, I want you to understand that I'm going to touch your life. If you look back 4 years after I'm in office, and my legacy is not to you, that Tommy Anderson personally did this for me, if you call, then it's a problem. I really do believe that governing on a local basis, I don't care what, because we always want to pass the buck as politicians. I'm going to be a full-time county commissioner. Anybody that had security service from me, and some of you people in here have had security service from me when I first came here. I was a 24-hour call-me-anytime, seven-day-a-week person. Even if I was in Oklahoma City dealing with my sister that's on hospice, I still took care of your business. And that's the way I'm going to be the county commissioner. I just believe, and then when it comes to vision, I want to see in 3, 4 years, 2 years, I want to see people who can come into anybody's office, get on a kiosk, and be able to advance their life by getting a living wage job, because we will bring, we will get in contact and facilitate with as many Fortune 500 and Forbes 500 companies to be able to get some kind of operations here in the Precinct 4 as we can recruit. So it's just a lot of things that I see. I'm not saying Ms. Cawley has not done a job, a yeoman's job for the time frame she's been here. We even share the same goddaughter. But the thing of it is, I really do believe that you will see a difference.
The closing comments of Tommy Anderson. These are your candidates for County Commissioner Precinct 4. Thank you for being with us tonight.
Thank you.